Good afternoon, lovely listeners of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Your DJ's been sick this week. Still kind of out of it a little bit. So I'm playing you this wonderful rerun from this time last year, from January 14th, 2022. Seasonally appropriate. Good times for all. Launching into January in style, cruising into 2023 with all we got.
It's hanging above. Oh, children, let me give you the subject of the day.
Just a reminder, this is a rerun, so anything time-sensitive, kindly ignore. Well, wasn't that a long set? That was a 20-something minute set. I told you there was a lot of good stuff. I'm recording this show in advance, by the way, yet again. I've got an excuse every week. Last week, I was supposed to get a booster shot, which was canceled thanks to the snow. I have since been boosted. Oh, I am boosted, baby. And this week I got to get me some new tires. So it was kind of a little close schedule-wise. I figured, why not just let the machine do it? We did home recording here, remote recording for over a year during the pandemic, about a year and a half. And I will say it is twice as much work. And a lot of DJs just bagged right out of that because, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of work. But here I am still doing it. I've got Stockholm syndrome for remote recording. In any case, let me tell you what we just heard most recently. If it's in you all along, it's got to be Stereolab, which we play a lot of down here, we being me. And this time it was Les Hypersound from 1996's Emperor Tomato Ketchup. I have a long-running debate with my friend Bill over what the climax of the output of Stereolab is, what their artistic pinnacle was. I say it was sort of Emperor Tomato Ketchup, maybe the EP Fluorescences that followed it. He insists it's right after that at Dots and Loops. What's your opinion? Drop by facebook.com/inyoualalong and, well, leave a comment anywhere. Let me know. What did you think the artistic peak of Stereolab was? Anyway, before that, I played that because I felt a sort of artistic harmony with a previous song called Holy... that song was actually from a band called Holy Wave. The song is called I'm Not Living in the Past Anymore. Certainly not true down here. That was from their 2020 album Interloper from all the way down in Austin, Texas. They both them and that and Stereolab have a little krautrocky influence there. Both have a little kind of noi groove going on. Before that, we heard from the Monkees with their 1996 version of Circle Sky from their album Justice. That was a re-recording of that song, which originally came from their, I want to say 1968 or is it 69 movie Head. That's my much belated nod, now a month late, to the passing of Mike Nesmith. Most amazing output with and without the Monkees. I have just been hearing so much of his stuff on the radio and been reminded of it in the past month. And go dig yourself into some Mike Nesmith records. You will not be disappointed. Before that, we heard from the Woolly Mammoths from right here in Boston with their 2017 track called Beat Breaker off the album Resist Consumerism, Buy Our Album. That's one I've played for you several years in the past here, and I haven't heard anything new from the Woolly Mammoths in a while. Woolly Mammoths, if you're listening, I hope to see you sometime and hear some new recordings from you. You guys are great. We opened up that long set with a long song from Caius. That was Fatso Fergazzo off of their 1997 split EP with Queens of the Stone Age. Came out 2 years after the band broke up, giving the fans that extra savory dessert on their career. And that brings us up to date. All right. Well, we got some more good stuff coming up, so stay tuned.
Gone are yesterdays, where hope comes in spades. smile on my face to hide the plague of hopeless cases I show up every day. Maybe now I'll say in my yesterday, but I'm seeing different faces that I have never known, and going to cool places that I have never heard of. You define what you need. They just turn into night, and maybe I'll lose sight of all the painful hoping. I'm hoping all the time that maybe I'll be fine one day, one day, one day. But I'm seeing different faces that hope came in space. I smiled on my face to hide the plague of hoping, was hoping all the time to see where I am now, moving out the clouds.
Country, land of freedom, statue. One thing I hear a lot is people say, Bruce, what's this with you and jazz? What's the beef with you and jazz music? I say, well, I really hate jazz. They say, what do you hate about poor old jazz? I say, the sound. The sound that jazz instruments make when they're being manipulated by jazz players for the delight of jazz respondents. I think of it as musical barf. They say, I don't think you've given jazz a chance. Well, I maintain, I haven't given suicide a chance, but... Well, I did give suicide a chance. But that's only because I was threatened with jazz. You know, jazz music. One thing I hate is being woken up in the middle of the night when I'm dreaming about, let's say, promiscuity with dignity. By a rap tap tapping on my window by those guys with goatee things on their faces saying, hey, can we come in? Bino's clarinet's getting wet. And then they go into this sort of Gene Krupa trance. Jazz smazz. I'm sorry, I've got to go that far. Jazz schmazz. You know what? I'd like to declare this a jazz-free zone. About 40 miles as far as the jazz-hating crow flies in any direction. Just paradise. Those guys would go to work, and it wouldn't be there. I'm going to ask a question. What sort of music do you think there is in hell? You know, H-E double hockey stick? Well, I think it's probably hateful freeform jazz. And in heaven? Country and Western music. Choice is pretty obvious. It's not jazz. It's not ba-ba-da-bee-da-boo-ba-da-bo-jazz. What's that? Like a recorder or something? Not into it. Fuzz pedal, that's what I'm into, you know?
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Make me, oh, make me, Lord, more than I am. Make me a piece in your master game plan. Free from the earthly tempestion below. I've got the will, Lord, if you got the toe. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Bring on the brothers who've gone on before, and all of the sisters who've knocked on your door. All the departed dear loved ones of mine, and stick them up front in the offensive line. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life.
A lowly bench warmer I'm contented to be, until the time when you have need of me. To flash on the big scoreboard that shines from on high, in a big Super Bowl way up in the sky.
Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end, neither left nor to right. Straight through the heart of them righteous uprights. Drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. Yeah, drop kick me, Jesus, through the goalposts of life. End over end.
Well, sit, children. Let me give you the subject of the day.
Another friendly reminder, this show was recorded last year, so any dates or upcoming events mentioned that already happened long in the past. I hope against hope that you are enjoying yourself here listening to In You All Along on WMFO. If you're enjoying it half as much as I'm enjoying bringing it to you, well, then I'm enjoying it twice as much as you are. So there. We most recently together enjoyed, you and me, enjoyed Bobby Bear with his 1976 hit Dropkick Me Jesus, his country western football waltz off of his album The Winner and Other Losers, number 17 on the U.S. country charts. I figured that was an appropriate direction to go after Bruce McCullough's declaration that in heaven they play country and western music, and certainly not jazz. Ugh. The views expressed do not necessarily are not necessarily those of WMFO, Tufts University, or me, but that's what Bruce had to say back on the Kids in the Hall all the way back in 1991. Jazz schmazz. I do love the diatribes of Bruce McCullough. Before that, we heard from the prolific Eric Helwig, a.k.a. Hot Dad, from all the way out there in Ithaca, New York. I say all the way out there for anywhere. I could be in, like, Belmont, but compared to Austin, not as far, but still really a full day of driving from here, Ithaca. So we can say all the way out there in Ithaca. And that with his song Build the Flag, a patriotic tune from 2020. A wonderful counterpart to another song we've heard here on In You All Along from Hot Dad called We Should Kiss America. You should turn to Hot Dad for all of your patriotic music needs. We opened up that set with Senseless Optimism from right here in Lowell. Right up the road. And that song was called Yesterdays, came out just this past November. I've been meaning to play Senseless Optimism for a long time, just have not gotten around to it. And man, what a beautiful track. She does incredible work all around. I strongly suggest going and finding yourself some time to dig into Senseless Optimism, both of the concept and the artist, both worthy of your time and attention. I should mention that behind me right now, as has been the case through both of these mic breaks, is Lion Rock with their track Rude Boy Rock from 1998's City Delirious. Anybody that played the video game FIFA 99 probably have the image of little digital soccer players running in circles in your head when hearing this. I know I do. All right, we have one more fantastic set. I'm just going to continue to blow my own horn as well as that of the wonderful artists here involved. We've got one more set of good stuff, as I promised before and came through on, coming your way, so stay tuned. I could be
to me is something I wish I could be. When you make me feel like I'm not just crazy. Something I wish I could be.
Coming at the baby. bring it back, Doctor.
Yes, but we have to keep it covered, Igor.
Understood, Doctor.
And be sure to keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And remember, do not disturb it.
Are you mad, Doctor?
No, just a little upset. I don't like to see soil treated like dirt.
Learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today.
Covering my bases one final time. This show was recorded last year, so anything timely happened long, long ago. Well, we have reached the end of another episode of In You All Along, so I am going to tell you quickly, we just heard from Jimi Hendrix with Earth Blues, recorded in 1969, released, I think, in 1971 on the posthumous Rainbow Bridge album. I play that because the backing vocals are done by the Ronettes, believe it or not. And you probably heard a lot of tributes to Ronnie Spector over the past week. I'm not sure if that one has made it into too many of them, so I thought it'd be a cool track, a cool little overlap to include. Rest in peace, Miss Spector. Prior to that, we heard from Blonde Redhead with, in particular, off of their epic 2000 release, Melody of Certain Damaged Lemons. We opened up that short set with Mint Green with a brand new one released yesterday from the Boston band with called Body Language. And that is their first release since their brand new, recently announced signing to the Pure Noise Records label of Nashville, Tennessee. Congratulations to you guys, Mint Green, one of my favorite local acts. And that is going to do it for us here on In You All Along on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, the flagship station of the WMFO Radio Network. Enjoy the Wipers here with When It's Over, taking you out to 5:59. See you next week.